Right, good morning, Audio Boo. We are on our way to meet our guide for, it's the same guide as last night, Mike from, what's the company called?
Venetian Experience, was that?
Something like that, anyway. Right. And we're, did I just say that we're in St. Mark's Square? Maybe not.
It's beautifully quiet.
It is, it's empty.
Just putting out.
Who'd have thought it?
Barriers, right. To keep people at a certain distance, or to help with queuing.
Yes, maybe, yes, that would make sense.
I expect that we have a church services as well.
Yes. It's amazing, isn't it, actually having it this quiet. This
afternoon, when
we come back. I'm just going to take a quick picture down there, because we'll never see this view again of it. Yeah. Empty. A smile, Mum. Good. I do love these buildings.
Amazing building.
Yep. Sorry?
Absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
The most photographed square.
It has to be, yeah. Probably every possible angle. It'd be quite interesting, wouldn't it, you know, to take all the different pictures that must be up on the internet. And then you could probably turn it almost into a 3D model with all the angles taken. And so are these arches the ones that, I know they're not the exact place that he was talking about, but is this the type of arch that Mike was talking about, where it goes up to almost a point?
The one on the right is smooth, the one on the left is.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, the one on the right is a typical round up, we would see.
Yep.
The one on the left is definitely
okay.
The first floor, not the ground floor.
What did he call that style? I can't remember.
Sorry?
Can't remember what he called that style.
No, I can't remember.
So for the audio booth, we are going to meet him to have a tour this morning of Venetian back streets. Last night was the Cicchetti. It sounds like a motorcycle or something, doesn't it? You know, somebody riding through the streets on their Cicchetti. You can hear the slopping water along here, which is rather a nice sound actually.
The gondolas.
Come on, I'm not sure I'd want to take a gondola on the sort of open water bit here.
There's a bride.
Oh, right, okay.
Just having a photograph in a white wedding dress.
Well, they get a lot of weddings here. Can you just tell me if the red light's on here?
Yes, it is.
Perfect.
Right, we're going up the ramp. Do you want me to just help you?
Oh, this is the funny one, isn't it? No, I'll be all right. Oh, am I? Oh, are there steps to one side then?
Yeah. A 4 foot wide.
Didn't realise. It's actually surprisingly hard work.
Going down, there's a
fire. Yep. Even you.
Even me.
Sounds like the tide's quite high, am I right?
Yes, well, when we arrived yesterday, it was very high tide.
Yes. And tides move backwards a little bit each time, so because the cycle isn't quite 12 hours, it's 11 hours or something. So the high tide will get earlier through the day. although they have nothing like the tidal range that we have in Britain. Yep. So going up this ramp onto the bridge. Across. Right there. Alright, okay. I'm too busy taking everything in. Cafes doing? Are they serving breakfast?
They are serving breakfast, yes, those links to a hotel.
Okay. I have identified the child in front and will not run them over. Right, okay. All presumably discussing how much they can charge people today.
Yeah.
Sunday rates, of course, yeah. Double.
Mike just seemed to think that was right.
So he did, he did.
It's gone up steeply since the book
called. Yeah, no, I think you're probably right. But you're right, it does seem a sort of out of the air sort of thing, you know. How much do I want to charge now? So this is all that area that, what did you call this area yesterday? You kept on saying a certain name.
Oh, I don't
know. Was that Zaka something?
Oh, yes. Z-A-R-I.
Zakaria? It's an A at the end, did you say?
Yes.
Zakaria.
There's a big cruise ship coming in
on
the tug.
Oh, right, okay.
Pilot boat, whatever.
Yeah. Out that way somewhere, presumably.
Yeah, coming towards.
Yeah.
We're walking towards it, so we'll see it a bit more clearly as we get there.
Yeah.
They'll all be arriving for the day.
Yeah, go away, don't come here. You won't like it. I have to say, every much as I love seeing cruise ships, they every time I see them, it reinforces why I wouldn't want to go on one.
Yeah.
The only times when I've ever felt slightly sort of pulled towards it are some of these smaller ones that go and do like the Antarctic trips or things like that, where you have like you know, sort of experts on geography and geology and whatever else on board, and
yeah.
All very specialised and small.
Yeah. Loads of boats just arriving.
Hey, right.
spitting off all these people.
Yeah.
As they start their day.
You do get a great sense of sort of travel and movement here, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
And which is fitting for a city which has always been about movement, about trading and about connecting places, hasn't it?
Yeah. Other noise, it's like that squeak.
Yeah, yeah. It's Fender or whatever. So. How are we doing for time?
10 to.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a bridge. I was thinking they must make children learn to walk at a very early age in Venice. Otherwise their parents would be carrying them up and down on the bridges.
Yeah, you do, you walk everywhere.
Yeah.
So big, you can't.
I can't miss it. All right. I don't think I can see it just yet, unless it's.
It's in the gloom, unfortunately. It's yeah. Very gloomy today, and it's silver white, so it's sort of blending in with the gloom.
Yep. Actually, I think I can. Could you just hold that one second? I'm going to get a photograph at the top, and I want it with the boat going. Yeah, I will. I just want it with the boat going past it for perspective. So for the camera, this is morning, Sunday morning. In Venice, with one very, very large cruise ship coming along.
Costa.
Oh, same cruise line. It's it was the Costa one, wasn't it? That they had the accident last year. You did, didn't you? Yeah, even I.
They look to have like all individual apartments along the side.
Yeah. Massive. What was the name again?
Costa Fascinosa.
I shall look it up later to find out where it is on the scale of large cruise ships, because it's got to be up there, hasn't it?
We need to move.
Are we not quite close? I thought we were.
We'll take this
thing. Oh, sorry. Yeah, do you not want to keep that?
No.
Can you just give me, can I just wait till it's sort of opposite, fully opposite, and then we'll be okay, we'll get there. It's just like being back in Southampton. Is one. Actually, see, can you see if there's anything on the screen?
Yeah. Oh, it's wall. There it is.
Oh, okay. I was aiming the. Hang on. Let me just start that again. So it seems I was aiming this at the water before, but this is a Costa ship going past, and I've already forgotten the name, but anyway, with a Vaporetto going the other way. Quite incredible. And we're going that way. Fine. That's right. Hold on a moment. Let me just. I can probably be okay. I can, because there aren't many obstacles around here, are there?
Not at the moment. There's not many people around.
Are you turning now?
Going left now.
Yeah. So that was perfect, really.
Yeah.
Get him just before he turned.
Yeah.
Shows how deep it must be here, because these have massive drafts. You think how much is above the water there, and imagine how much has got to be below it to hold it up.
It must be amazing also to be on that ship and to come into Venice.
Oh, the view must be incredible. Yeah. I mean, if you were at the top, you'd be seeing over the top of all the buildings, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But some say, though, that having the cruise ships rather ruins the sort of scale of Venice because,
yes.
You know, you have these things towering above. And it rather takes away from, you know, seeing the height of the bell towers and things. And God, it feels like we've done millions of these bridges this morning.
Yeah. Yep, not there by a long chalk.
Really? Just get out of the way of this person. Prizel. Prizel. Whatever it is. Prizel? Can you remember?
No.
Prizel.
We'll
have a look. I can do fast walking. All I have to do is imagine that I have Vance here. And we go. How are we doing?
4 minutes.
4 minutes. We'll get there, won't we? As long as we haven't walked past it. just checking.
Got waylaid by a cruise ship, Jonathan.
Yeah. It's strange there, because actually we were going much more slowly yesterday. I suppose we didn't pause, so it's a photograph. Yeah.
Pause again at the park.
Yeah. But it's fine, don't worry. I mean, he's not going to go without us, is he? And what will we lose? A minute or two if we were late? Sorry? Okay, all right.
Nice yacht here.
All right. Yes. I think I must have been in a dream yesterday when we walked this. I don't think I've remembered it being so far at all. what's on the left here?
A little park.
Ah, would that be the garden? But when we were looking for a garden,
yeah, well,
there's no garden here.
Yeah. Probably because there were so many more people. We were probably, I was looking to the right, looking for the arsehole.
So. Yes. There's a dog up here.
Okay,
sorry?
And down.
How much further do you think? The stop?
Yeah. It almost feels like we've gone too far.
Well, this is what I'm really worrying. This is what I'm trying to say, gently, without questioning you. Because I don't remember this at all.
All right. We'll come back. I got disorientated with the ship.
Right, is it... hang on. Have a look at a map, one of the Vaporetto maps, and just count back.
Yes, we've gone too far.
Okay. That's why I was saying I thought that we had plenty of time, because I thought we'd pretty much done it. Well, we've walked so far. Yeah, I know, yeah. Where have you been? Oh, we've just walked right round the circumference of Venice. Yeah. My ear.
That's probably mine.
Sorry? That's probably...
Oh, I thought you were
ringing. No. If my earphone was falling out my ear. Slightly distractedly. Well, we found the garden anyway. No wonder we didn't see it yesterday. Because we didn't reach it. Something's very noisy out there. Oh, getting nice and warm. Can you still see the cruise ship?
No,
it's gone. Okay. Yeah, I hesitated before saying that because I realised that was probably our undoing, watching the cruise ship. Yeah. Distracting. I don't mean pausing on the bridge, but just, you know, watching it as we came along. Don't keep watching your watch, but we can't do anything about it. We just have to just get there. Am I online? Is this the one that watched the cruise ship from? Okay. How many bridges have we done? Yeah, we looked the other way, didn't we? And yeah, never mind. These things happen. He knows that, you know, the fact that we were there dead on yesterday, and that we said that we'd checked it out. He knows.
We're so confident that, oh yes, we'll be there.
Yeah. Am I online again?
Yeah.
Good. They've done so well at camouflaging these ramps. I can't tell them against the it's the stonework. I'm pulling up. So we were literally just past it.
Yeah.
And when we walked, yeah, because it was quite a... Yeah, I think you're right, this is where it was. And then we walked on an extra quarter of a mile. You'd be very surprised when we come from the wrong direction. Oh, right. Well, that would be handy. His vaporetto's been delayed. Well, very good idea of yours, Mum, to have that leg stretch this morning, you know. Blow away the cobwebs. They've definitely been blown away. Is this it?
A little,
Is this where we sat? Yes.
He wouldn't have just gone, he'd have waited.
No, well, they say that he said that he waits, it says on the thing that he waits 15 minutes, and he knows that we would come anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was just where the cruise ship
was. We were looking just the opposite, in the opposite direction.
We were just looking at that, and I had to check that other one, and I built it out to you.
And of course, I'm such an idiot because, you know, I said about wanting to get a picture of the water bus, the vaporetto,
yeah,
in the shot. And of course, it was just leaving the station here.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
we're good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Recovered?
Well, we had recovered. We've just we walked up this way, and I don't know if you saw the cruise ship when you came up.
Right.
We were so taken with watching the cruise ship that we walked straight past here onto the next station.
Oh, okay.
So we've just had a sort of quarter of a mile stretch.
Okay.
Right, I'm just gonna turn this.
I was here and I didn't see you, so I just walked up the street because I wanted to check out. I don't really go up there very often. I'm curious. And then I saw the boat arrive. On that boat, and then I saw you sitting here.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you weren't here very long.
Oh, no, about 30 seconds.
Yeah. Okay, good. Maybe I just didn't see you.
Well, we could try saying that, but.
But we're being honest.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
We were saying, you know, after being so certain last night that we'd be here dead on time, we're then marching back along here going, oh no!